It's Tuesday morning, 11 after 8 o'clock. Time for Living Gracefully with our friends over at Woodland Terrace. In the form this morning of Todd Dougherty, Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences. In the form of independent living, assisted living, and memory care and special needs suites. Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am also well. Thank you kindly. And in this day and age, when you're doing well, that's an accomplishment.
It is.
It's an accomplishment. As we work into yet another week of, I think last time we talked, you mentioned a couple of times that we've been talking about this pandemic for like 14 months or something like that.
We have.
Because obviously that's been your, not singular, but certainly a focus of yours in keeping your people safe down through the past months. And at this point, I don't know, where are we at? Are we hopeful? I'm confused. On given days, I am hopeful. On other days, and it's particularly if I've been watching the news, I see what's going on in places like India, and I go, holy moly, is this never going to end? And then, you know, I keep an eye on Canada because I have a vested interest there in Ontario, and they're getting clobbered, and, you know, we had this huge spike. Now we're backing off again. Are you hopeful today? I guess that's what I'm asking.
I am hopeful today, yes.
All right. I'll call you back tomorrow and see how you're doing.
Even as we saw the numbers kind of spiking again in Michigan, I will say that we were not seeing a correlation to a spike in cases in our buildings or long-term care in general in Michigan. So I think as an industry, that's a positive step for us. We actually had our licensing renewal last week, and so our licensing consultant from the state was here to do that, and we were talking with her. And she said that she noticed with the two previous spikes in Michigan, as soon as the numbers started spiking, the number of cases in Michigan started spiking, she saw a spiked increase in the number of incident reports of residents that were testing positive or residents that were going to the hospital with COVID. And she said that she had not seen that same correlation with this last spike. Which I think is due to a lot of our residents being vaccinated.
Right, and a lot of the people that might come in contact with them also being vaccinated, as that demographic seems to be getting the message. Not so sure about others down the line. Just saw an article the other day about the new spike here is including a lot of children, and I'm talking, 12 and under type children, some of them being hospitalized and having to go through the whole intubation thing. And the oxygen and so on and so forth. And that's a little bit distressing. So, but you're right. There is some positivity in us seeing that apparently the vaccination process is doing what was promised. And we can only hope that more and more people will get on board with that. Now, from what I'm understanding, it's becoming very available, the vaccinations. You can, the health department's talking about just doing walk-ups now.
So I saw a lot of that this week in all of the counties where we operate, where the health departments have started offering no-appointment vaccination clinics, so you're not even needing to have an appointment scheduled in advance. So I do think it's becoming more readily available. So really, I think the people that are going to have wanted, the people that want to get it are going to have access to getting it.
Yeah, and that all, go ahead.
They also, now the Johnson & Johnson is back in play too, which increases the number of doses that are going to be available to people. So I think that is going to become more and more available to everyone.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a bump in the road. I hope we can overcome the hesitancy that has brought upon some people. But for the most part, we are making progress in that regard. Now, your communities have been all, for the most part, vaccinated, and your staff as well. And you feel better about having your situation, I guess, as much under control as can be at the moment.
I feel like it's the most under control it can be at this moment. The majority of our residents, the vast majority, 100% at a couple of campuses. Like one or two at a couple of the campuses that opted out of it, but the majority of our residents chose to get vaccinated. There's been a lot of articles out there about healthcare workers choosing not to get vaccinated, and we're kind of seeing the same issue where it's about, 40 to 50% that are willing to get vaccinated, but, 50 to 60% that are still hesitant. We are still slowly seeing employees that had opted out in the beginning making the choice to get vaccinated now. But, you know, that's still, I think it's a concern across the board in healthcare.
Yeah.
There's a health system down in Houston that is mandating vaccinations. Now, they're not mandating it, I think, there's a future date, I think the end of June. And so it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. It's one of the first big healthcare systems that's mandating it. But they're spending the time between now and June really educating people and having conversations about what that hesitancy is before they reach that date of where they are mandating it. So
yeah.
I think everyone's watching that closely.
That's going to be an issue, certainly, and it will be interesting to watch that because it is specifically in the healthcare field, but it will become an issue on down the road probably for other industries. Now, healthcare at this point, in many cases, already does mandate such things as flu shots, right? From what I understand, people that I know that work in the industry have to get a flu shot every year, so... I guess it's a matter of timing. I don't know.
I think it's a matter of timing. I think that there's questions too because the vaccines have received emergency use authorization. So there's a question about being able to mandate that when it hasn't yet gone through the full FDA approval, and
okay.
that may change at which point we actually get an official approval. But I think that's the real hesitancy of people mandating it at this point or questioning whether or not they can mandate it. So it'll be interesting to see as we go forward, like how this kind of plays out and how that evolves and changes.
I think we kind of maybe forgotten, some of us anyway, may have forgotten that that is part of the equation here, is that these things were rolled out before FDA approval. Do you have any idea where we're at in that process? Have you read anything or heard anything through the industry?
You know, I honestly don't, and I'm so unfamiliar with what that process is. I have no idea.
Okay. Then that makes two of us. Or probably more than two. I want to get your thoughts on something that we're supposed to hear about later today, and that's new CDC guidelines. The speculation is that it's going to deal, for the most part, with unmasking yourself in public if you have been vaccinated, which is certainly a liberating thought, but in my mind will also create more confusion going forward as you're looking around and seeing people without masks and you're wondering, should I be mad at that guy because he's not wearing a mask, or is he okay because he's been vaccinated, and can I talk to him? Just your thoughts on what that might bring about if that's what comes out of the new CDC guidelines.
So I think it'll be interesting because you will have no idea whether to know whether or not someone who is masked or not masked is vaccinated. And it's interesting because in our industry, there's a lot of CDC guidance that comes out for the general public, and then there's exceptions to long-term care. So I think that, once again, anything related to masks is going to be an exception. There's going to be exceptions for long-term care, so it will probably not apply in our setting. I've always said through all this that people need to figure out what their comfort level is and move about their life and operate in such a way that they are comfortable. And so I think the same kind of comes with whatever the guidance is. Like, I don't know that it's my job to police someone else.
Right, but one thing the general public has to keep in mind, Todd, is that despite what comes from the CDC or any governmental unit, any other governmental unit, you guys, as private enterprises, have the responsibility and the right to make up the rules in your place. Whether it's you, whether it's a shoe store, do they even have shoe stores anymore? or whether it's, you know, whether it's Wendy's, the individual business has the right to say, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service, no mask, no service. They can do that, and that's I know causing
yep.
some consternation and some really nasty YouTube videos.
It is. I hope that we're able to get beyond this because it is interesting that I'm willing to comply with wearing shoes and a shirt, but. Somehow mask is where I draw the line.
Yeah, thank you for the whole shoes and shirt thing. That's very magnanimous of you to step up to on humanity's behalf. But yeah, it is weird that I'm okay with that, and but I'm not okay with this. And it's but as you said, it's a personal. It's becoming more and more of a personal comfort thing. if not a personal freedom issue for many people. And only the future can tell us what's going to happen next. Have you heard anything else about what might be coming out in these CDC guidelines beyond the ability to unmask for vaccinated people?
You know, I haven't. I have to be honest. I kind of keep myself in a bubble. I seem to be focused only on long-term care. And I don't know if there's going to be significant guidance or updated guidance to us, specific to our industry. And so I haven't really paid real close attention beyond that, to be honest.
How is the industry doing as a whole when you're talking with other peoples in the industry beyond, you know, your bubble here or the Michigan bubble? How are they doing nationwide?
So I think that our industry as a whole is much more hopeful with the vaccines having been rolled out. I sit on the national board for the National Center for Assisted Living. We had a board meeting last week, and there's people from all over the country that are on the board. And it's, I think that everyone is very hopeful with where we're at, you know, the continued conversation that we're having on the national level and the state level and within our own organization is how to get more employees vaccinated. But I think that everyone's comfort level with where we're at, based on the number of the residents that are vaccinated, is at a much more comfortable place than everyone was even 3 months ago.
Well, let's hope that we continue in that vein, but we also have to keep, if not up front here, certainly in the back of our minds, things like what's going on in India with some sort of super double variant or some weird nonsense that popped up there and has brought their healthcare system to its knees. And boy, we just as a country, economically and emotionally, could not afford or could not handle that. So we need to do what we have available to us, which is get vaccinated, mask up, and, you know, be an adult. Sorry for the little rant there. But all right, Todd, on the Woodland Terrace side of things, for someone who might need your guidance regarding senior living residences and how they might partake in getting someone checked into your Bridgman or Coloma or Niles campuses, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, and you can go to woodlandterrace.com. You can fill out a form filled for information from any or all of the campuses, or you can call any one of the campuses directly and request more information. We are, you know, taking move-ins at this point. We do have availability at some of our campuses, and it looks very different than it has over the last 14 months. Families are coming into the building in a very organized fashion, scheduled in advance, on-set days, but it's been nice seeing the buildings back to somewhat of a normal with families in the buildings, with activities and dining. So I would really encourage anyone who's looking for more information to either call directly to the campus you're interested in or go to the website and fill out the form, fill in, and have someone reach out to you with the information you're requesting.
Todd, it has been an absolute pleasure doing business with or for or in spite of you, however this has worked out over the past months here. And I'm hoping that the next time I see or talk to you is not when I check into one of your facilities. But hey, if it comes to that, so be it. So have a great day, and we will be in touch, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
All right, Todd.